We're learning the laws of brachos. We're in Simon Reish Test, which is entitled Dini Taos Basavik Beberchas Hayayin, regard to making mistakes, which some of us do once in a while. The Mechaber says, Lokach Kos Shel Shechar O Shomayim. It's actually Gemara for the end of the first parak in Brachos that says, a person has a cup of beer or water in their hands, and of course the bracha should be shahakol. And when you started the bracha, you knew what bracha you should be concluding. You should be saying shahakol, and that's what you were thinking. However, the person made a mistake and said the wrong words on this cup of water, or on this beer, unbelievable sack of the Shulchan Aruch. He says that you do not have to say another bracha. Well, you can't say a brei pri hagafen on a cup of water, so why would he say the in machzir noso? He says the reason. We don't think about the importance of having the proper kavana other than maybe the last words. But the truth is, you're supposed to have kavana also when you say Hashem Elkeinu. At that point, exactly how you are going to conclude the bracha. And at that time, Shem Ikar HaBracha is the most important part of the bracha. L'neschavin el HaBracha Ruyel Oso Amin. You had the proper kavana. You had the proper intention to make a shahakol. Turned out the words that came out of your mouth were brei pri hagafen. But the most important part of the bracha, namely, Shem Malchus, Hashem Elokeinu, since you said those words thinking, I'm going to say Shah Kol, and then accidentally said Brei Pri Hagafen, you have fulfilled your obligation. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't get too excited over here, because that's only Zehu Das HaRambam. This is only according to a Das Yachid, a big Yachid, the Rambam. Avol Rov HaPoskim, the majority of the Poskim, Ukamat Kulam, Cholkim Olav. Almost everyone disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, who sides with the Rambam. Biskimu delo azlin and baser dato. We do not care so much about what your thought process was. Kivan shibepiv hotzi bracha sheinu ruya l'osa min. Since, in fact, you're holding a cup of water, even when you said Hashem Elokeinu, you were thinking, I'm going to say Shakol. The reality is that you said the wrong bracha. You said Brei Pri Hagafen, lo yatza, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Umachsirin also, you'll have to say the proper bracha this time, Shakol. Because l'achronim d'chein yesh l'horos. This is how one should paskin. So even if you had the right intention for the right bracha at the time of saying Shem Elokeinu, but since you did not have that proper intention, or you didn't actually say the right words at the end of the day, then we do not hold like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, we do not hold like the opinion of the Rambam, rather you have to say the bracha again. However, the Piskei Tshuvos points out that this is not necessarily the case according to everyone. In other words, v'hasvardim nohagin al pi ben ishchai, according to svardim who side with the psak of the ben ishchai, v'kafachayim, they should be concerned and possibly hold with divi harambam v'shulchan aruch v'ein mevarchim shuv. That according to the minhag of Sephardim, that do side with the words of Rabbi Yosef Kairo, Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, therefore they should be concerned and not say another bracha. In other words, for ourselves, if we would say the wrong bracha on a cup of water, a cup of beer, and we would say Brei Pri Hagafen, but we were thinking Shakol all along when we said Hashem's name, you still have to say another bracha. However, since there are opinions that the Sephardic communities side with, therefore they will not say another bracha. Continues in the Shulchan Aruch.
And if they do, it's a bracha levatal.
Says he gives. He doesn't say it's a bracha levatal, but he says that that's what they should side with. What they should do. V'yesh omrim amashkenaz. I didn't really look into that question. It's a good question though. V'yesh omrim she'im lakach kos shechar omayim. Let's say a different situation. You're holding the same cup of water or a cup of shechar, a cup of beer, v'savrshu shel yayin, and you think it's wine. Maybe you were drinking too much already, but you think it's wine. V'pasach baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, when you said the ikar part of the bracha, you were thinking that al das lomer brei pri hagafen. I'm thinking I'm going to make the bracha brei pri hagafen because after all, I think in my mind I have a cup of wine in my hand. Of course, it's merely a cup of water. V'nizkashu shechar omayim v'sim shakol yatsa. Always happens at the same time of the day, no matter what time the clock changes, the phone always rings. If the bracha that you ended up saying is shakol at the end of the day, then you're a yatsa, which means the halacha is that even if you had the wrong kavana, this is how he's poskening, even if you had the wrong intention when you say Hashem Elokeinu, but just as long as you concluded the bracha in the proper way and you said shakol in this cup of water, then you have fulfilled your obligation. Of course, this is not l'chadchila, person preferably when they're saying the entire bracha, you're supposed to know at the time you say Hashem's name of that which you are of saying. The Ramah says, v'kol shekainin, all the more so. The other way around, imhoya biyadu yayin, if you have a cup of wine, v'savar shu mayim, and you think it's water, u'pasach adayt delom ha-shakol, and you're thinking when you say Hashem's name that I'm going to say ha-shakol, v'nizka berech brei pri hagafen, you say the correct bracha at the end of brei pri hagafen on this cup of wine which you're holding, shiotze, then certainly you have fulfilled your obligation, shari af, im sim shakol yatsa. The reality is, saying shakol, even on a cup of wine, one has b'dieved fulfilled their obligation. And therefore, certainly in that situation where you have concluded the bracha properly, but even when you said Hashem's name, you are having a kavana of something in which technically is not completely wrong by saying shakol on a cup of wine, and therefore in that situation you have fulfilled your obligation. So therefore, the bottom line of what the Mishnah Berurah says, which is what the Gemara points out, is that we go after chasimas habracha. We go after the concluding words. And therefore, as long as you concluded the bracha properly, the halacha is you have fulfilled your obligation, you don't say another bracha. In conclusion, the words of the Piskei Chubos takes this one additional step in which there's much more to discuss, just to share one last thought. He says that this idea of saying having the wrong kavana at the time of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then changing once you notice the proper thing that which is in front of you, does not necessarily have to be specifically to wine and to water. V'hinei mitzinu b'divrei kama poskim, that there are numerous poskim including the Eishel Avraham that says that so too she'im hiskil lomer al eza davar machol mitzvah, you're about to do a mitzvah. You're about to say a bracha on a specific food. La'acher shehizker shem ha'malchus. You already said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you're thinking that you're going to shake a lulav, for example. But you remembered shekvar berach al davar machol o al mitzvah zu. You remembered, you know what? I already fulfilled this mitzvah, or I already ate another fruit, and therefore I don't need to say a brei pri eitz on this fruit because let's say it's covered by the first bracha of brei pri eitz. On these situations, yochel asayim habracha al davar acher. You can quickly change gears and make the proper bracha on something else. Could go an eza machal acher, a reich tov, something, some spices to smell, or some other food, or davar mitzvah acheres for kedoma. In order to avoid this problem of a bracha vatala, he says that if you started saying, even though your kavana when you said Hashem Elokeinu was incorrect, because after all you fulfilled the mitzvah or you already have a food which you already made a bracha on, so you can take a different food which is a different bracha or a different mitzvah and you conclude it in that fashion, and according to many opinions, one has said a proper bracha, and that's certainly another way to avoid having to possibly have said a bracha levatal.